Conservation biologist Andrew Badgie says females are coming out of wetlands, lakes, and rivers, and they're looking for places to nest upland in open sandy or gravel areas. Badgie coordinates the turtle conservation program.
We get people throughout the state to help contribute to our knowledge of road crossing areas, and from there we can better catalog and document where exactly this is happening, the different types of densities, so like where are the actual hot spots, and then we can kind of look at different areas too and kind of assess them, like is this a higher need area that we should consider working with road agencies.
The slow-moving turtles, mainly females, can be struck by passing motorists. Badgie says they're working to keep common species from going into decline, like the painted turtle and snapping turtle, and also the even rarer Blanding's turtle and wood turtle going into a downward cycle. He says more than 1,000 citizens have reported turtle crossings. He says the DNR cautions motorists who want to help to think traffic safety first. If you do stop to help, he says, pick up a small turtle and move it toward the side of the road where it was going toward. He says often there is an upland side where the females go to nest. If you move them back toward the wetland side, the turtles will again be in danger. Larger species like snapping turtles can be distracted by having the turtle bite onto a stick, then pick them up near the back legs away from their elongated necks. He says a car mat can be put under the turtle to slide them across the pavement to the upland side. He says don't grab a turtle by the tail, which can injure the spine. Badgie says they have a page on the DNR website to report sightings. We have a link at WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.